due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The queen, the baddest woman on the planet, and the man going head to head to head. My revolution, our revolution, the real revolution that started last year at SummerSlam with a slap is gonna explode this Sunday. When the winner takes all and I make one of them dopes tap. So the next time you see me, lads, I'm gonna be the chap that I knew I always was. The double champ!
This is Ronda Rousey and you're listening to 1280 on WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you!
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to WrestleMania weekend on the Pain Clinic. Special extra hour starting at 9 o'clock here on Fox Sports 1280. I'm going to come in. We're going to do a little WWE WrestleMania theme to start the show.
Yeah, I'm ready for the bright lights. I'm ready for the highlights.
And we are on Facebook Live right now. I'm the Cash Man. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 6th. One more day till WrestleMania. Holidays today, real quick. It's California Poppy Day. National. Well, I got to turn the mics on so everybody can talk.
Oh, look who decided to turn our mics on.
Well, you guys were talking. And I didn't want to turn them on.
Yeah, we were talking about how you didn't have our mics on.
Well, I've got to start the show before we get into the show.
It's all about him, isn't it?
It is.
So hold on.
There's only so much of this we can put up with, Cash.
Holiday today, in fact, California Poppy Day, National Tartan Day, New Beer's Eve, Plan Your Epitaph Day. That's kind of Sorry Charlie Day and Teflon Day. Some birthdays today. High Chief Peter Maivia would have been 82 today if you don't know the name. He was The Rock's grandfather. He was Rocky Johnson's father-in-law, and he was a former WWE tag champ, WWWF tag champ, Peter Maivia, and today also a former WWE tag wrestler, the heartthrob Antonio Thomas is 39 today. Remember Antonio Thomas? Danger Boy, do you remember Antonio Thomas?
I do.
Do you remember? He was like the most hyped tag team coming up to the WWE and got destroyed the worst.
They were the first ones really to be neutered when they got called up from developmental.
Yeah, they everyone said they had the best gimmick down in OVW, and when they came up to WWE,
they completely changed it.
Yeah, they destroyed it. So, welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man, joined by DC Dan Cole.
Is it okay if I talk?
Yeah, it's okay.
Good morning.
Danny, I lean on you, bro. I didn't mean to keep you off. I just
It's okay. We had a great time having an exchange with our Facebook Live viewers.
All right, so I have to go back and watch that later. All right, so as long as you're not giving away any endgame
that's late. All we did. Discussed it.
Okay, we're also joined by Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Double B, Brian Burke, is on the road, so sitting in his seat today, It's the Mad Dog, Bobby Rogers.
What's up?
What's up, buddy? Nice to have you up here, man. It's like, it's been, I mean, I know you're here for the 20th anniversary, but, you know, it was fun when you were up here. A lot of people, you know, it's like, we had a lot of fun making fun of Andrew. I mean, having a good time talking about the
No, you were right the first time.
But we're here to talk. This is our WrestleMania extravaganza two-hour show. We're going to go through and give you our predictions, and we're going to take yours as well. You can text us at 222-1280, or you can call us at that number, too, if you're not nearly as shy. But if you're shy and you want to text us, you're right. You tell us some funny stuff, and I promise you, I will read it on the air. Because sometimes we get some really unusual texts, but we're also taking calls, too. And the thing I'm going to throw out there is, you got to tell me what match you're looking forward to mostly, or the most, on this pay-per-view, the WrestleMania pay-per-view. And it can even be a pre-show match if that's what you're looking forward to. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. And I'm going to ask everybody who gets on the line with us that question. So just think about it, you know, even if you want to call about something else. But I do want to let you know that we were brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. We're going to be out at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door April 13th for UFC 236. 10 p.m. start time, so you got to get there early. There'll be adult beverages all night, adult beverage specials, we'll say, all night, as well as there'll be a lot of fun. There'll be tons of people. That's April 13th, Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 236, 1 week from today. And so we're going to jump right into it. This past week, this is WrestleMania week. Does it feel like a WrestleMania week for everybody?
It does after NXT last night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to definitely get into NXT last night. If you hadn't watched it, too bad. Then things will be spoiled, but it also may make you want to go back and rewatch it. And we get a Friday night because the WWE Hall of Fame is tonight. The Hall of Fame inductions, which will be on the WWE
and Network. ROH New Japan is tonight.
And ROH New Japan, which our Jay-Z, who was in the studio with us last week, is well on his way down to going to. He might be there already. He might give us a call as well. But I think we started the whole WrestleMania week with a huge shot over the bow of the WWE by John Oliver on what's this show called? John on HBO.
Last Week Tonight.
Last Week Tonight on HBO? And I don't know if you folks have seen this or not. I mean, it's only been everywhere, you know, and you can see it for free on YouTube. And it's John Oliver kind of does a little expose on the WWE and how things really are run there. And to us, it's no surprise. I mean, well, after watching that, we've heard the stories. But to put it out in mass media like that, and especially because John Oliver is, I don't know how you'd describe him. He was on The Daily Show for years as a correspondent. But when he got his own show, it allows him to go deeper into topics. And he spent...
And swear.
And pretty much his whole show this past Sunday was about the WWE and about how he feels, you know, and maybe his writers or whoever wrote the whole piece feel that the way people are paid and the way that they, you know, that they are contracted by the WWE maybe is not fair because then they don't offer any benefits beyond a paycheck every week. And yes, if you get injured in WWE, they'll pay for your surgery to fix those injuries if it happened when you're working for them. So it's like, the unfairness of the whole, you're an independent contractor, but you can't work for anybody else, you know, so you technically are an employee of the WWE. There's a lot of technicalities behind it, but what'd you guys think? I mean, what really stood out the most besides, I guess some of, you know, I mean, yes, they talked about the deaths, and one of the deaths they mentioned was Macho Man Randy Savage, which we've had quite the discussion about because Randy had a fatal heart attack and then ran and then died in a car accident after that. So, but there's some people saying, well, he didn't die. It wasn't his fault, WWE's fault. And I'm not saying it's WWE's fault for any of those.
No, but they didn't offer the solution. They do offer solutions now for people that are chemically addicted. Back in the day, they did not.
Yeah, so is that what stood out the most when you were watching that, Danger?
No, the thing that stood out the most was the how dead on he was with everything while still being respectful of all the wrestlers.
Yeah, you could tell that without a doubt he is a fan.
Most definitely.
Or either that or he did his research in 1 week, but I felt he genuinely is a fan. And he was totally respectful of the wrestlers, totally respectful of the business. His main point of contention is with Vince in the way he treats the people that made his family billionaires.
And it's the same thing that you guys talk about, not necessarily every week, but it's the same thing that we talk about off the air. It's the same thing that You know,
we've been having these discussions for 20 sure. plus years on this show alone.
Most definitely.
And, you know, one of the big points that Oliver pointed out, he goes, okay, yes, they do have the wellness program, and yes, they are paying for some of these guys to go to rehab or, you know, do all these things. He goes, but they've never addressed the issues that get them to this point.
Sure.
Things like having an off season, which, if you want to consider them a major sport, it's the only major sport that doesn't have an off season.
Most definitely.
Yeah, that also, I mean, and also it was Eddie Guerrero's death which really made the wellness plan kick that in 100%. I mean, they may have been planning it for a while, but it took a significant star's death to who was supposed to win the title at the next pay-per-view.
Well, we'll think of it this way. Boxers, how many times do they fight a year? The main boxers, they fight two, three times a year.
Yeah.
UFC fighters, 2-3 times a year, maybe 4 if they have an easy fight.
Yeah.
Wrestlers fight 300 days a year.
Yeah, they're on the road. And I mean,
a lot of times they're not getting really punched in the face all the time.
But they're still putting their bodies.
A lot of times they're taking a lot more damage and a lot more parts of their bodies.
Some would almost also say it was kind of maybe of like a gymnast activity, you know, more than, you know, an actual physical.
It's gymnastics and full impact body work.
And it's a skill in which to get to the top. You have to be darn good at too. You know, I mean, none of these guys are on TV because someone owed them a favor or anything. Well, maybe except for Shane McMahon, but no.
but if you look back on a lot of the deaths that happened, 10, 12 years ago, these are guys who were in the business and had to take all these, well, didn't have to probably, but, you know, because of how many times they wrestle a year, they're on pain pills, they're on other stuff to take away the pain.
And there's guys who are scared to take pain pills, so they'll suffer.
Yeah.
They will suffer out there, you know?
Well, one of those was Kurt Angle. He didn't take a pain pill for a long time, and then look what happened. He was up to 50 a day.
And then you can bring up CM Punk as well. And CM Punk's one of the first guys to comment on this John Oliver story, because CM Punk was brought up about pooping his pants live on SmackDown.
Sure.
And his britches.
His britches, as he says. It was a nice. And actually, they showed.
That's not the word they use.
I saw the picture from when it happened. They actually showed that moment, because someone actually isolated it.
And then what they didn't show was the ref removing it with his bare hands.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot all
about that. Yeah, that clip's out there.
And that's when he had that infection in his back, and they were giving
full of Z Pack.
Yeah, they were giving him,
he was clearly concussed, and they made him go on the European tour.
And the funny thing is that he says it wasn't worth the fight not to go when you hear his description of it, you know, because they were constantly badgering him about how he was doing, and it's like, oh, just leave me alone, I'll go, you know, that's what happened.
And you know what? Perfect example, another thing that Oliver brought up, and it's the truth, everybody knows this. The guys are worried about giving up their spot.
Sure.
And the perfect example, not that it was like a bad situation, but look what just happened to Ali.
Yeah, Mustafa Ali or Ali.
He was supposed to be in the position that Kofi Kingston is in right now. He got injured and lost his spot.
And we've seen it happen a lot of times. Remember, Roman Reigns gets suspended. Dean Ambrose was the champ. You know, that was a perfect. And he held that champion for a while. And I thought he was a great champ. And it's like, don't know why the guy never got elevated back.
So I will give the WWE one thing on this. The wrestlers nowadays do not party like the wrestlers used to.
No.
They don't have time to.
They play video games.
They play video games now. They don't go out and party afterwards. They go play video games on their bus and stuff like that. So it's not, we're not going to in 10 years have the same rash of young deaths that we had 10 years ago now.
Or they visit donut shops.
Yeah.
but I think nowadays too, this new group of wrestlers, they have kind of the blueprint laid out by the previous generation of what not to do if you want to survive the business.
Even guys like Hawk, you know, he was on so many pills and so much stuff, got himself clean, but by that time the damage had been done.
Well, same thing with Eddie Guerrero.
Well, this was Randy Savage. That's why his heart was so weak, is because of what he had been doing up to the.
Let's bring up Benoit.
Okay.
I know it's hard to do, but.
He doesn't exist.
The guy had, you know,
so many concussions and brain damage.
I will say we saw him briefly, if you watch real closely in the Kurt Angle highlight reel, Kurt Angle doing that moonsault off the top of the cage at Madison Square Gardens. That was Benoit he was landing on.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like such a fast cut.
That was one of his best feuds.
That was one of his best matches ever, I thought, was against Benoit in Madison Square. It was on Monday Night Raw, too. It was a Monday Night Raw match, so. Yeah, there's you know, and they don't really bring up Benoit at all, and they really there's a lot of guys they stay away from in this story, you know, from John Oliver. He really, there's a lot of guys with an axe to grind that they really probably would have given him, you know, hours and hours of material.
But I think he did it the right way. I think he gave, you know, professional wrestling the rub. He put it over. He just basically said, you know, this is this, and he stuck up for the actual workers. Just was very popular doing the whole Vince thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I loved it because the fun thing. You guys got to go watch this if you haven't seen it. But there's his comparison of Vince McMahon the character versus Vince McMahon the boss.
Yeah,
and the shot they use is Vince going into Rikishi pretty much when they're talking about that, you know, being inserted into Rikishi.
Again, and I think one of my other favorite lines from the whole thing is every time Oliver would show a clip, he'd be like, you know, they'd show a clip of like Vince getting super kicked by Shawn Michaels, and they cut back to Oliver. He goes, "Wrestling is better than everything you like," and he's not wrong.
No, he's not, and it's great. And he is a fan. I mean, he started the first thing by saying, "But I'm a fan. I love this stuff." And then he goes, "But let's look at a little bit." And there's a lot of guys, you know, there's a lot of guys with axe to grind. And they were talking about the whole Jesse Ventura almost made it union. And if that had happened, they would have health insurance now and different things, you know. But it never happened, you know, because I think, what was it, Hulk Hogan blocked
it? Hulk Hogan ratted him out.
Yeah, ratted him out. And he even said that on the show when we had him on. So,
I mean, but yeah, all the stuff he pointed out about, you know, labeling them independent contractors and how just based on what you know they do, how the government essentially is letting WWE get away with the way they do business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that we talked last week that Mrs. McMahon, Vince's wife, is stepping down from the Trump, from her position as...
Well, she'll be back.
Yeah, well, she was seen backstage this past week, but she's apparently going to help Trump fundraise for his next run. But... you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, they're a company. I mean, if everybody ran their company like they did, then this would be a scary world because, yeah, you're an independent contractor. What does that mean? It means that you only work for me.
In reality or in his world?
Yeah, well, in Vince's world, you work for me or you don't work at all.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, but nothing's guaranteed. So it really gives all the chips are in WWE's side when it comes to a wrestler.
And they made just shy of $1 billion last year alone.
Wow. On that note, we're going to take a break because they said that he's got billions of dollars and some of these guys have nothing after they leave the company.
Well, we'll put it this way. He pulled out $250 million in WWE stock this week to fund the XFL and it didn't touch what he has.
I was going to say, the silver lining is maybe we'll see Vince go bankrupt trying to fund a football league that is never going to take off.
Yeah, maybe as long as they don't follow, what is it, the AAF's path, which went bankrupt this past week. Right, Danger? Is that true?
Actually, the one investor pulled out all his money because he was robbing them of their technology. But it's a big convoluted story that what happened.
Well, there's supposed to be games this weekend, and they're not now.
No, guys were left without living places and having to pay for their own medical bills.
Well, that's one thing better or worse than what Vince did, okay? We're going to go to break on that. If you have a comment or a question, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You can text us at that number. If you're down at WrestleMania, give us a call. We got a lot of things going on. We're going to talk about NXT up next from last night. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
They will put their bodies on the line and leave their hearts and souls on the mat because this Sunday at WrestleMania, it's winner takes all.
We have had to listen to you as you claim to educate all of us. Now it's time for you to sit there, shut your mouth while I educate you.
Brock Lesnar seizes the moment at WrestleMania and defines his own legacy and his own history at the expense of his opponent.
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so what you gonna do?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Pop those P's and B's, brother.
Here comes the editor part.
Hulk Hogan pops those, Terry right. Balea.
We came back with Hulk Hogan there. Hulk Hogan will be part of the induction ceremonies tonight. Ooh. Well, this is interesting. I'm going to read the list real quick of the inductions. We got Hall of Fame inductees, Honky Tonk Man, Tori Wilson, Degeneration X, Harlem Heat, the Hart Foundation, the Warrior Award going to Sue Atchison, which I believe it should go to Matt Capitelli, you know, but maybe we'll have to wait a year on that. But they should have thought about it at least. And then there's like the legacy inductees. This is kind of like Major League Baseball now, I'm guessing, with the legacy. People who don't get voted in but should be in there. And we've got a list there. Owen Hart, which of course he should be in there. I believe that he'll have no representation when it comes to being in because I know his wife is completely
against him. All they do is show a video package of these guys. They don't actually do the inductions.
Okay, so we got Owen Hart going in. Bruiser Brody. Wahoo McDaniels. Luna Vachon. S.D. Jones. Special Delivery Jones.
I thought S.D. Jones was already in.
So did I. I thought he was one of the first guys to go in. So also Professor Toro Tanaka. Primo Camera. Joseph Cotton. Hisashi Shima, which is, I'm not too familiar with him. Buddy Rose.
He used to be the WWF president.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, at one point.
Okay, Buddy Rose and Jim Barnett. So we've got a lot of these
I've heard Jim Barnett isn't actually on the list.
Oh, he's not.
I've seen lists where he's not listed. I've seen lists where he is listed. We'll have to see.
I guess we'll find out when we're watching tonight. But if we're watching tonight, if you're not, of course, if you're down in New York City, you're going to be at Ring of Honor, most likely, I'm guessing. We didn't have Ring of Honor when we were down there, Danny, did we? When we were down, you know, all we had was the Hall of Fame inductions, and you went to see Chris Hartwick, right?
Yeah, which turned out to be the best part of the weekend.
I was going to say, I know, because, I'm wondering, do you know what the weather's like going to be tomorrow? Have you got it on?
I know when we checked last week, I think a high of 60, and there was going to be
rain.
Potential for rain, but I will double check right now.
The wrestlers won't feel the rain.
Yeah, the wrestlers.
I saw the set.
Yeah, the canopy over the, they won't, but if you're in the crowd, you might get a little, bring your umbrella. Oh, you can't bring an umbrella, but,
Are we doing predictions on how long it'll take Honky Tonk Man to start doing more shoot videos on Vince after he wins?
I'm guessing Honky Tonk Man's been very, very quiet since Roddy Piper passed away because they had like a online feud that was pretty vicious. And I think when Roddy Piper passed away, he just clammed up. I mean, he's still out doing all these shows and everything, but he's just not making the news. Like, didn't he mess his hand up? What was that thing he was doing where he messed his hand up? He took a guitar shot outside of a comedy club or something and... Trying to remember the story. It was a few years ago. But while we're waiting to figure out the weather, we're going to go right to the phones. On the line with us right now, certain guy who we mentioned earlier on the show, and you will respect his authority.
Why does he still get a soundbite?
We will respect my authority.
There he is, Andrew the Authority. Joseph, how's it going today, Andrew?
Hello, folks.
Hey, I heard you earlier, Mad Dog. You still owe me $25 plus interest. by the way, I'm sorry I couldn't be in the studio today, but I am facing the most vicious opponent possible today. He's more beastly than Brock Lesnar. He's more psychopathic than Drew McIntyre. And he's badder than Ronda Rousey. Of course, I'm talking about Irwin R. Scheister, better known as IRS.
Oh, it's tax time, isn't it, Andrew?
Yes, it is. So make sure to pay up. I'm going to pay up one day before I should, because governments not get my money any time before they deserve it. But anyway, I'm so glad to hear Wahoo McDaniel getting inducted in the legacy area, because he is one of the greatest athletes ever to step foot in a wrestling ring, and he's being inducted in New York City, where he played back in the day for the New York Jets. And he's going to get a good response when you see his name flash up there. I'm sure there's a lot of Jets fans who still remember Wahoo playing on defense for the Jets. So great to hear that. Boy, that expose thing, it's crazy. I mean, let me just say two things about that. Number one, there's two reasons why things happen, I think, today. Number one, and you guys know this because you're longtime fans, the style of wrestling today is so much more physical than it was back X number of years ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago, where there's so much more mat wrestling. It wasn't as taxing on your body. Obviously, you still wrestled every day and twice on Sundays, but a lot of it was you're on the mat holding a hold, and you're not taxing your body. The second thing is the weekly television. If you look at New Japan, all their television basically is showing matches from their house shows.
Yeah, from their big shows too.
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll spread out like their big shows across four shows. So,
and Japan is where you have tours. You have wrestlers take 2-3 weeks off between tours and let their bodies rest up for the next tour. But you can't do that these days for the WWE. You can't do it because of the live television. They're making so much money from that. It's unfortunate, but you know what? It's interesting. I was just thinking about this. It may be the women who take us out of this cycle, because I can't see the women doing the same kind of medical miracle drug stuff that the men would do. I think they would be more concerned about the impact on potentially having children or something like that. So I think the women's revolution may be a good thing for that reason, too.
Well, Who are you?
No, hold on. Someone told me, and I don't know if I should broach this subject, but the women, I'm not going to do it. I can't go there.
Well, because smart man, Cash.
Because women are different from men in the certain differences.
Whoa, back up.
The difference between women and men, the women can actually take
I learned vitamins. This watching Kindergarten Cop. I know the difference.
They can take vitamins and stuff that'll make their body not do certain things. And so they, you know, I don't know. There's just a lot of, believe me, I think the women are as involved in, I will tell you when we go out, when I shut the mics off, okay? But I will.
Story time with Papa Cash.
Yeah, all right. So, but I will just say that.
Sounds so creepy.
That they do things too, but, you know, but not to the extent of like what the guys were doing. I agree.
So we'll see. It's going to be, I'm glad to see that it's the main event. I think it's pretty obvious what's going to happen in the main event, because you want to send everybody home happy. If it was me booking it, what I would honestly do in that main event, I'd have Charlotte be in the disarmer by Becky on one side and the armbar on Ronda Rousey on the other side, have her tap out, and there be who's the champion, and then settle it the next night on Raw or something like that.
You can't do a dusty finish to end
it's
Mania.
It's not dusty. It's a championship. The championship would definitely be either Ronda or Becky, but you got to do something with the three-way, because Ronda's definitely not going to do the job, and everybody's thinking that Becky's going to pin Charlotte. And I think it's just so obvious. It's almost as obvious as what I said 3 weeks ago, Cash, that the New Day is going to turn on Kofi Kingston. And everybody laughed at me, but that's what's going to happen.
And they were laughing for a different reason.
There was a lot of rumors going on about some big changes happening during WrestleMania. There is every year going into it. Sometimes it's not nearly as exciting. Like last year, we got to see Roman Reigns lose to Brock Lesnar. You know, whatever. You know, I mean, you know, that wasn't anything shocking, but it was, you know, but everyone thought Brock Lesnar was walking at that point. So it was, you know, it was like a foregone conclusion. That's how it was going to end.
Well, he had to stick around for that Saudi money.
Yes, that's true.
Brock will retain the title, because now that Roman's back, he's still going to be the guy Vince is going to go to. I just, again, logical sense for Seth Rollins, who weighs 200 pounds soaking wet, to beat a 300-pound wrestler who is the baddest fighter in the world. It doesn't make any sense.
Because, you know, that's never happened before. Yeah.
Well, let's think of it this way. How did Seth Rollins bring down Brock Lesnar on Monday? He had to hit him in the family jewels, which is illegal, and we disqualified if that happens.
I'm sorry, have you watched pro wrestling in the last couple of years? I mean, last 10, 15?
Well, ECW will be allowed, maybe, but not in Vince's world. But the one way Brock will lose is if Dean Ambrose does something on his way out to screw Lesnar out of the title. Because he's not booked right now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. He isn't. He's not. Well, there's a few guys. Kevin Owens isn't booked on the show either. So
that's very interesting, too.
I think Kevin Owens will have something to say. There'll be something. He'll be out there doing something. But he's right now. He's not mentioned in any matches. So.
And I also think Cena will get involved in that Kurt Angle match somehow. I don't know.
Yeah,
how.
Cena brought up that he wanted to. So, I mean, he's going to be involved. You know, hopefully it's not an ad-lib Undertaker John Cena part 2, you know?
Oh god, no. I would think he'll save Angle from Baron Corbin beating him down. I'm glad Corbin has the shot, because if you're talking about a heel, he's a great heel. People boo him. Nobody likes him. He's a great heel, and, you know, it does.
But they don't boo him because he's a good heel. They boo him because they don't like him,
douche.
Period.
Well, hey.
He's getting the wrong kind of heat.
Well, people are still watching.
That's the thing.
They're not watching for Baron Corbin.
That's true. Hey, Andrew, okay, we're going to be, before we let you go, you got to tell me, what match are you the most looking forward to on this show?
I think it's the Kofi-Daniel Bryan match. I think it's going to be a great match. The two great athletes, great workers. And I think there's going to be some big angle coming out of this, not Kurt Angle, but some angle where, again, I think the New Day is going to break up. And mark my words, if the tag match for SmackDown's tag title, the Fatal 4-Way, happens after Daniel Bryan's match, New Day will come in as the fifth team and win the titles and basically get booed out of the building.
Interesting. Interesting. Good thoughts, man. Thank you for calling, brother.
Thank you for having me. Have a good one. Enjoy the match.
All right. Enjoy WrestleMania. Please.
He talked for 10 minutes. I agreed with one thing
he said.
We're
still trying to figure out which matches.
New Day's turning on during the week. They're not going to turn in WrestleMania.
We're still trying to figure out what matches we're going to take the nap during, okay? Because you got to take a nap when it's like an 8-hour WrestleMania.
Batista, Triple H.
Right.
I don't even know how long that's going to go. Batista, I mean, yes, he looks in shape, but he hasn't been in a wrestling ring as far as we know. Maybe he's been down in Tampa training. I don't know. We're going to go to break on that. We're going to talk NXT, and we're going to talk it on the flip side of this break. So you're listening, and if you want to call 222-1280, star 1280, tell us what match you're looking forward to the most. You can text us at that number. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hunter. Kiss my ass.
The one thing that we have in common, the one common thread to this story, is that you know what all of this feels like. You know what all this feels like, man. And you're scared as hell. And you should be, because you know what comes next. What comes next? Is it WrestleMania? I beat you, and I become the WWE Champion!
Hey, it's the Rated R Superstar Edge on 1280 WHT Rochester Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Feeling a little Sandman deep inside.
And we got to see Edge yesterday on the NXT.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
yeah, he was sitting front row with Beth Phoenix.
Mr. I mean, he loves wrestling still, so it doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
And if you listen to his podcast, he's not a WWE homer at all.
No. But, you know, he was also an actor. I don't know what he's doing now to make a living. Maybe he's just living
He was on Vikings, and that just got canceled.
Oh, did it? Okay, well, we're coming back, and I play Enter Sandman here. I just read that Rob Van Dam signed a contract with Impact Wrestling, so I know he's going to be on their next pay-per-view, and now he's going
They had the one. He was on the one Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone else just recently signed with Impact.
Who was that?
The Deaners.
Oh, really?
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to have him back, that's for sure. 222-1280, star 12. We're going to talk about NXT, and our friend Scott from Henrietta, who I know is a huge NXT fan, is going to come on with us. What's up, buddy?
Can we just say greatest takeover ever?
We can.
Just right now.
We can.
That gives New Orleans probably the best run for its money, but that was a fantastic show last night.
I agree. That was a very, very, very good show.
Hands down the best main event I think they've ever had.
The best two out of three, right? Yeah.
The two out of three, the way they handled the two out of three, because I have to admit, when I first was watching it, I don't think they had the crowd at the start, because I don't think the crowd was expecting that kind of start. But by the end of it, everybody was on their feet. It was just a fantastic match. I was watching it, and then I rewatched it over again, because I never do that with wrestling pay-per-views. Usually I like to just digest it. But I didn't find a fault in that show, aside maybe from a few little things in the women's match, but otherwise it was a fantastic show from start to finish, and the main roster has really got the work cut out for it tomorrow.
I think what you saw during the main event was Cole and Gargano being wise enough to know that the previous four matches had taken their toll on the crowd, and they paced it properly to set up the third fall, where they really just tore the house down.
Yeah, it was fantastic pacing. It was great ring psychology. You know, right at the end too, with Ciampa coming out, you know, if anyone hasn't seen it, spoiler alert, sorry, but Ciampa coming out, and then with that video coming out this week, I know Gargano is going to be the number one guy in NXT for a little while, but if Ciampa ever does recover and decides to come back to NXT, he's pretty much going to be the new Daniel Bryan, as far as how things go with how that documentary has shown that different side of him now.
Ciampa had the greatest tweet I've seen from him in a while yesterday, and it's very subtle. He goes, the greatest pro wrestler of all time, the greatest sports entertainer of all time. He's our greatest wrestler of today, greatest sports entertainer of all time, him and Johnny back to back, and it goes, we are NXT, we are DIY, and one of us is the real champion.
Well, it was funny when that, because they did that two-part video series about his surgery. And as soon as it came out, you know, because he opens up talking about how important his family is to him. And, you know, Triple H gets emotional in the whole thing. And, you know, Ciampa sends out a tweet. Well, there goes all that heat.
It's true, though. He spent the last year just being the most irredeemable person on earth and being, you know, one of the most hated people in all of wrestling. And just, you
now
know,
he's gonna be the biggest face.
Setting the bar for being evil at a newer level online, you know, at events, on the mic, everything else. It was just, it was a great thing to see. And then, yeah, he's right. It's gone. It's gone in a flash because that video came out.
It's a pretty serious, it's a pretty serious operation he had. I mean, it's over a year recovery time. So, I mean, he, you know, he's going to have to come back. It's kind of like, you know, I hate to say it, but Roman Reigns, you know, being booed as the number one guy. But when he came back, they embraced him, you know.
Yeah. And it's going to be fun to see him. I hope he comes back. I hope this goes well. You know, he did say in one of his tweets, too, that he was told if he decided to return to wrestling, he'd be wrestling on borrowed time, which is never a good thing to hear because you think about, you know, what happened with Edge where everybody thought Edge was fine. And then, you know, he had that great WrestleMania match. And then next day, I'm out of here. I got to go. I can't, you know, and I don't want to see that for him. I'd rather, you know, he fought that hard to get his family. I'd like to see him be able to enjoy that with and, you know, and grow old and see his kids grow up and. That's a concern, at least to me.
There's a concern. I mean, well, Edge was spinal stenosis, and that's what
Ciampa had.
Oh, so it's, and Ciampa, yes. Know, so I mean, that pretty much.
But also, Sheamus works with that every week.
Okay.
So they have different techniques to deal with things. When not. Sheamus hasn't had the surgery yet, but Sheamus, that's why he takes time off and stuff like that, is because he's been working on it. So it's something you can come back from. It's just how you react, how you respond.
Well, and Edge also had fractures in his vertebrae, too. So, I mean, sometimes you can have stenosis without the breaks. You know, I think the business of wrestling probably causes that to happen anyways, one way or the other. You know, the abrupt stops all the time. So, but, yeah, you know, power to him. I love the dude. I don't care. I mean, I loved him when he was in Ring of Honor, and he was, like, you know, playing Brian Pillman's character, you know, the crazy Brian Pillman. When he was in Ring of Honor, he would just, you know, attack everybody, and I love the Gargano, the coming around of the relationship between them. First, you know, best friends, then biggest enemies, and now best friends again. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the tag match was fantastic. It was a great way to start it off. I was surprised about how hard Walter hits. I have not seen Walter that much except prior to when he was on the NXT UK shows. And they have people have been posting video of them sitting in like nosebleed section seats last night when he's slapping Pete Dunne, and you could hear it as if it's right next to you. It was that loud and that hard of a hit. So I'm really curious as to what they do with Pete Dunne going forward. Does he go to 205 Live? Does he go to the main shows?
I think he's going up to the main show.
Shot? You think so?
I think he's going up to the main show. I think that was a swan song.
I'm a little worried that, well, I'm just...
I'm worried about it, too, but I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you can't hold the title for 685 days and then do anything else.
Yeah.
You got to move on.
But I also...
It was a great run.
Before the show, I also would have told you that Shayna Baszler's going up and going to show up on Monday or Tuesday, and then she retained.
There's no... But I don't think there's anybody that can honestly replace her down in NXT right now. I don't think there's anyone at her level.
No, but they did the same thing when they called up all the girls previously. They'll find someone to work up to there.
Vanessa Bourne.
Get off Vanessa that Bourne? Train.
I love Vanessa Bourne. Are you kidding me?
You're the only one.
Okay.
Do you think it might be Candace's time, or do you think they're going to bring Candace up, too, when they bring up eventually? Because she's not wrestling very frequently, it seems. She just kind of seems to be there.
I like her. I know they like her work, but I don't know what they're doing. The only one I can see coming up right now of the women would be Shayna Baszler, but they might bring up the Sky Pirates because they need
Kairi Sane. Bring up, well, what about, let me ask you this. Do you think that Gargano, because he was called up already and then because of the injury to Ciampa, he got kind of had to go back down. Do you think maybe it has a lot to do with, I mean, he's the best, obviously. I know.
Well, I don't think so because even prior to Ciampa's injury, you knew he was going to, I think regardless of who he fought, he was walking away last night as the champion.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. Though I tell you, Adam Cole wouldn't have been a bad choice either, to be honest.
Not at all.
No.
No.
Cool.
And now they've sown those seeds in the background. If you were watching some of the video, where now the Undisputed Era is fighting with themselves. They're having some issues because Cole thinks they did not back him up last night. So that's going to lead to more issues. And I would love to see, you know, another split where it's Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole, because those two can just tear a house down any day of the week, any night of the week.
I agree.
I don't know.
Kyle O'Reilly, he's doing another show this weekend.
He did Progress.
He did Progress this weekend.
Or not, Evolve. Evolve. That was it.
Evolve. That's it. And then they have a relationship with WWE, and they had some another couple guys over there too. But I think that it's very interesting that Adam Cole,
Adam Cole is the future of the business.
He is. He is. I mean,
he is going to be a superstar on the main roster one day.
Are we
going to
get like an extended feud now with him and Gargano, or is Gargano, you know, does Gargano go on to something
else?
They
have.
That's a question.
Unless they move Riddle up to face him.
And
which they could.
Yeah, well, I mean, Riddle did lose, though, to Velveteen.
Riddle lost to Velveteen, but he also showed more emotion than he's shown ever, and he looked good being a heel.
And that was an amazing moonsault.
Yes.
That sky twisting moonsault into a senton, that was fantastic. He did a great job, and yeah, you're right. He showed a lot of emotion. He got really over. He proved himself a bit, but I honestly would not mind seeing Velveteen go after Gargano, and maybe just, you know, a one time thing. Let's see what they can do, because Velveteen the man does not ever have a bad match. I'm convinced of that. He just seems to get better with every single match.
I loved him. I love the match he did here in town with against Aleister Black when we saw him. That was an incredible match where they trying to get him to say his name, you know, and like that whole feud that was going on there. Incredible, you know.
And you think about it again into the buildup of that match. No way do you think that Velveteen can hang with Aleister Black, and you know, he pretty much stole the show. And yeah, you got that respect at the end where he got his name said.
Yeah.
But the guy is, what, 22 years old, and he's probably, you know, one of the top guys right now in the world. I'd honestly say he puts on a hell of a show every time he goes out there.
As long as he keeps wearing those tights that tell Vince to call him up.
This time he was Macho Man.
He was Macho. Yeah, I heard he came out with the Macho. Yeah. So, hey, we got to go to break, man. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys, everyone have a great WrestleMania. Mad Dog, good to hear you back on the air. And WrestleMania, baby.
Let me ask you, which match are you looking forward to the most before I let you go?
I got to be honest with you. I'm a Kofi guy. I don't think he's going to win it. I really don't. I think they're going to try and figure out a way to screw him over to push it on a little bit further. But I really want to see Kofi Bryan versus Daniel Bryan. Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan. That's the match I'm looking forward to.
There'll be all sorts of twists. Thanks for calling, Scott, from Henrietta. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you want to give us a call. Or you can text us, and we have a new convert to NXT on our sending us some texts this morning.
Yeah, real quick, I know we're going to break, but we got a text from someone saying, oh, I got bored last night, watched NXT, really got to say I'm impressed. Due to the software we have, I can see texts he sent a year ago. He was crapping all over NXT this time last year.
It was good. We got a convert, man.
We got a convert.
It took a year, but, you know, we're working on it for you.
Better late than never.
We're working on it for you, WWE. 222-1280. Star Toys number. We'll be back right after these messages.
I can obviously see the little smirk on your face, so I must ask, are you proud of what you did?
Hell yeah, I'm proud. I saved the WWE Universe from seeing a washed-up, old, broken-down former Olympian beat a guy who thinks he's still at the top of his game.
Ho! Hey, folks, this is the Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280. WHTK, tough guy.
I got to tell Hacksaw when we talk to him this week that it's Fox Sports 1280, Hacksaw. Maybe we'll get a new one from him. We are going to have Hacksaw on next week with us because the Comic-Con's next weekend, and he's going to be at the Comic-Con.
Very cool.
The Flower City Comic-Con. 222-1280, star 12 is a number. Playing a little. This is Shane Douglas's theme.
Yes.
And, if you're watching on Facebook Live, you're getting the Shane Douglas. What did he call him again?
The Triple Threat.
Triple Threat.
Yeah, man.
The franchise.
The franchise, Shane Douglas from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So welcome back to the show. I want to let you know that we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door a week from today for UFC 236. Come hang out with us. It'll be a blast. I wanted to mention, I was bringing up Hulk Hogan, and I said that, you know, you're going to see Hulk Hogan. He's going to be doing the inductions for, believe it or not, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Now, there's a lot of water under the bridge between those two guys, but I had heard that they didn't have the greatest relationship in the last few years. So this ought to be.
Apparently, they patched it up.
They patched it up?
I've heard they patched it up. He was signing at Hogan's beach shop a couple weeks ago.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but now, isn't that a surprise that Brutus the Barber Beefcake is going into the Hall of Fame?
Well, after his exploits in Boston a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Got the terminal shut down.
Oh, he's got a new book out, too.
Yeah, well, his book bashes Hogan.
Does it really?
Yeah. But that was what caused the issue between them. And then now apparently they patched that all up. But I'm not surprised he's going in because they inducted everybody from that era in, apparently, at this point.
Yeah.
But,
well, I mean, Honky Tonk Man's going in. It's another guy I didn't think we'd see going in.
He's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion ever.
Yes, he was.
He should be in.
I agree. And we're going to go. We've got another hour. So this is the end of the first hour of the Pain Clinic. We want to thank you for listening. Don't forget, we have second hour coming up right after the news and everything. And we got lots of. And we're going to go through our predictions. And we want your predictions. What are your favorite matches going to be from WrestleMania? Give us a call at 222-1280, star 1280. You can also text us at that number. And there's news about Jim Ross that came out this past week, which is not surprising to all of us, but it might surprise you. And we'll talk about that when we get back, as well as. The A&E Network had a big announcement this week that they're working with WWE on a bunch of biographies, and I'm very excited about this list, too. We'll talk about that in the flip side. We'll be back right after the news here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. That's right. Second hour WrestleMania extravaganza. We are here to talk. We have one more hour to go. We're going to take people's predictions. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Tell us what you want to see happen in WrestleMania. Tell us what is the match you're looking forward to the most. And we will believe you, and we'll give our predictions too as well. And I'm going to start with a little WrestleMania music. Sounds like they're tuning down their bass in this song.
Yeah, I'm ready for the bright lights. I'm ready for.
So we got WrestleMania at MetLife Stadium Sunday. I believe the pay-per-view starts at 9 a.m. and goes all the way to midnight, right?
Something like that.
I'm surprised Rick hasn't called with his four-hour calls.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rick, Mad Dog wants to talk to you, bro.
No, I didn't say that. Hold on a second.
What have you done?
1280, star 1280. Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk about the mania, and we were talking about it the last hour, going through a lot of stuff, but we did tease some news as we were going to break, and I'll just come back and tell you that Jim Ross has signed a contract with All Elite Wrestling, and he appeared on WFAN this past week, and he said they have a weekly two-hour live TV show that premieres in October. So they've got TV now.
Good
for
them.
We don't know exactly what it is, you know, but
did you see the clip that they AEW has with Jim Ross talking about, you know, why he wanted to do it?
No.
They have this great clip with Jim Ross sitting in his home. You know, he talks about losing his wife, and then he talks about how he still wants to get out there. He still thinks he has a lot to give to the business.
I saw the recap of it, yeah.
And they end the clip. You see Cody Rhodes just sitting there, and someone asks him off camera, why go after Jim Ross? Why are you obsessed with Jim Ross? He just looks right at the camera. He goes, because he's Jim effing Ross.
Right.
And I'm like,
for him.
I'm glad somebody recognizes it because, I mean, the way WWE treated him was...
Well, he's also going to help, not even just on air with the commentary stuff. He's going to help a lot behind the scenes and backstage and running a television show. These guys haven't really done that. So he's got experience from the late 80s, early 90s, even going back to Watts territory in the mid-80s.
Yeah, most definitely.
And they're bringing together a good team for AEW. I mean, we've already know a bunch of the guys who are going to be
Justin Roberts is the ring announcer.
I saw that, and we know that that Billy Gunn is going to be one of the agents who will like be setting matches up as well. So they've got now this past week, Tenille, what's her last name?
Dashwood.
Yeah, Dashwood. Tenille Dashwood. You might remember her as the light fingered.
Emma
from WWE.
Evil Emma.
There was Bubbly Emma, and then you had Evil Emma.
I liked Evil Emma a lot.
Everyone
better.
Liked Evil Emma.
Yes, Evil Emma's great. She's not quite
Vanessa. Steal that iPad case.
She's not really Vanessa Bourne, but she's okay. So
there we go.
But I will say that, she signed. She left Ring of Honor. A bunch of people have left Ring of Honor this past week and are probably going to be popping up. In AEW, Michael Elgin left New Japan. There's a lot of rumors going on around about him, where he's going. Tenille Dashwood, Kushida announced yesterday that he signed with WWE NXT, leaving New Japan. What do you think about that, Kushida? It's a move.
Hopefully he has better luck than Tommy did. And can be. I mean. He's a good wrestler. Kushida's a good wrestler. He doesn't have the personality that what's his nuts on the main roster has.
Yeah, a bunch of the main. But well, you know, he is.
Why am I blanking on the name now? Hang on. He's in the news because he's got a match.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say. Do you mean the SmackDown wrestler?
Yes.
Now you got me confused.
Yeah, I can't think of the name. He's in the tag title match, which isn't on our list.
I know there's a there, I
Rusev,
think
Rusev, Shinsuke.
Yeah, Shinsuke, that's the one.
And I will say that it's
I don't
not,
know why I was blanking on that.
It's not on the list.
No, I don't see it.
I wonder if it got bumped off.
Well, was it ever made official?
Yes.
Was it? That's a question.
They made it official on Tuesday.
Yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura.
It's a four-way for the SmackDown tag titles.
Boy, okay. There's a lot of matches going on.
And the
on.
Raw tag titles, apparently that's an official match, but that was never announced.
I don't want that to happen. No.
So we're going to talk a little bit before we get into our WrestleMania predictions, which we'll start from the bottom and move our way up. And apparently I don't have the four-way on there, but we'll have to.
And
have
one of the matches on here might not happen.
I know. The A&E Network came out this past week and said they're partnering with WWE Studios to produce 5 original 2-hour documentaries under the award-winning biography banner. Some of the most iconic WWE superstars of all time. Macho Man Randy Savage is one of them. Rowdy Roddy Piper, Booker T, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Shawn Michaels. Which one of those guys doesn't fit in that list? Come on, say it, Mad Dog.
I don't care about Booker T, so.
I love Booker T.
Booker T's got an interesting story, though.
Yeah, he does.
That's why they're going to go with it.
And do we definitely need more Shawn Michaels crap?
I'm sure it'll be a fluff piece, too. We'll cover the fact that he's a jerk.
If they're doing 2-hour biographies, I think they're going to get full reign of everything. And I mean, and there's some not so great things about a lot of these guys' past, including Roddy Piper, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage, you know, I mean.
But the Piper one will be interesting, especially for old guys like me. I love to see the old footage that we didn't get to see on the East Coast.
True. Yeah, stuff from Portland and
same thing with
when he was playing La Cucaracha as the Mexican national anthem and had a riot go on in the L.A. Coliseum.
Yeah, sure. Well, same thing with Savage too when he was working with his dad and doing that stuff. A lot of that stuff we never got to see when it happened.
No, it's true. And that's the thing about Savage is the history before he came to WWE because they were stealing talents from each other's companies down there.
Well, they were running outlaw shows and then going out and trying to saying they would fight people in restaurants and stuff and showing up, and him and Bill Dundee got into a real fight in a restaurant once
that
stuff.
And they would wait outside each other's shows and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Well, it was more of the IWF guys would wait outside the Memphis shows because the Memphis guys wouldn't acknowledge the IWF guys.
True. And it was a much bigger organization. But so let's go from the bottom and move our way up. We've got three pre-show matches, according to my list. The very first one being Tony Nese versus Buddy Murphy for the WWE Cruiserweight Title Championship. Of course, both those guys they always produce. They always have great matches. And
it's a weird title match for me, though.
Yeah,
it's two heels.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Alexa Bliss's boyfriend is one of them. So
fiance.
Sorry. Has a deal with Alexa and her pig, okay? She has a pig, okay?
Right.
she does.
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay. So that's going to be an exciting match. I like Tony Nese a lot. He was getting a lot of run when he first came in.
Buddy Murphy's winning that match.
Yep. All day long.
You think, I'm going to go with Tony Nese. And then we got the second pre-show match is going to be the second annual WrestleMania Women's Battle Royale. Which puts everybody else on the card who wasn't on the card, and probably a few NXT people, I'm guessing, too.
Because they only have 13 people.
I know, they have the TBA, too. I feel bad. Asuka, 2 weeks ago, was the SmackDown Women's Champ, and now she's relegated to the kickoff WrestleMania Women's Battle Royale.
But it can't be any worse than how they've been treating Ruby Riott. I mean, she came in, you know, guns blazing, and then got relegated to
being fodder
jobbing.
Every week.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't. Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I mean, she did get a pay per view match against Ronda Rousey. You know, I mean, yeah, it wasn't.
Yay.
Yeah, it lasted as long as Ronda's match did here in Rochester as well. You know.
So who are you picking to win, Cash?
I'm going to go with Asuka because it's like, you know, I mean, they got to give her something, or she's going to be very unhappy with this company. You know,
Lacey Evans.
Lacey. So this Lacey Evans does something finally.
I'm going with Asuka just because I don't know if they're going to put Lacey Evans in this or if they're going to start her major push on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's a good question. But Lacey, I mean, we get Lacey. We got a lot of her the past month, you know, coming out and just disrupting other people's stuff, you know, other people's promos. So,
I mean, Asuka would be the safe bet.
It would like safe bets.
Yeah, I know. Why not?
Asuka would be the safe bet. But I would like to see Ruby Riott. I think she's got a lot to...
What about people who love Nikki Cross? I mean, she's insane.
I do like some Nikki Cross.
Yeah. I personally would like to see Shayna Baszler win the whole thing.
Ugh.
Okay, well, we don't know. There's seven people that we do not know who's going to be involved in it. So we're guessing the seven top NXT will be coming up. And maybe I'll change my vote to Vanessa Bourne.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Next.
I'll stop. Okay, kickoff, the last pre-show, the 6th annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale.
Braun Strowman next.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Either Braun Strowman or Colin Jost are the only two that can win.
I was going to say Colin.
That's how that's going to work out.
And there's still a TBA, too, so are we going to get Luke Harper in this, too?
Could.
I love that.
Yeah. Could get a surprise return. Yeah. Maybe a Sami Zayn.
And he's wrestling today, right? I think.
He wrestled Thursday.
He wrestled Thursday.
He beat Dijak.
Okay.
And I know Dijakovic, sorry.
Did you see his tweet by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Where he talked about doing he did a move you don't usually get from him, he mentions in his tweet. So, and that's how serious he is. And, you know, we're rooting for him. You know, he's our bud. So, I hope he'll have some sort of presence, I'm sure, on the show, whether it be the Andre the Giant Battle Royale.
He needs to be back on TV.
He does. Oh, we know that. You know, we didn't even mention that. Getting a lot of good run with a lot of his contemporaries, we'll say, you know? Mm-hmm. Danny? Yeah. Oh, I thought you said, did I just do what you were going to say?
How about this? Some fantasy booking. For the WWE Championship match, the New Day gets banned from ringside. Rowan gets to be down there, and maybe somebody comes down to neutralize Rowan.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there. We worked him in there. That's great. I like that. So now let's go to the next match, which I don't have on the paper, which would be the, is it a four-way tag match? Is that what
women's tag?
Oh no, I'm talking about. Let's do the men's
tag.
Yeah, Andrew had a good point. He said, you know, if that match falls after the Daniel Bryan match, that maybe, you know, the New Day will come and add themselves into the match and be booed the whole time and win it and come out as like a super heel group.
Yeah, I don't see New Day turning until Monday or Tuesday. Though.
You don't think that would happen?
No. Not till Tuesday. I think they're going to turn, but I think it's going to be after Kofi wins. And I think that match should be the first match of the show.
Really?
Daniel Bryan versus Kofi should be the first match on the main card.
Boy, that's one everyone's looking forward to. I'll take it because then I can nap during some of the other matches. Okay, so the we'll go with the SmackDown tag. What do we think is going to happen out of that, even though we don't have – there's a lot of up in the air.
Now, see, had the Usos not re-signed,
yeah,
I would pick somebody other than the Usos. But the Usos are so good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're so good. But I don't see it being anybody other than the Usos or the New Day.
I agree. I'm going to Usos.
Yeah, I like the Usos too. I think that Alexa Bliss, that's right. She made the match on Thursday because of what they did for Kofi Kingston.
Tuesday.
I keep thinking. I was listening to it on Thursday, we'll say. I was watching it. But she made that match because it was a retribution for them laying down for the New Day. So that Kofi could be added to the... So, yeah, you know what? I can see this bill there going on. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. We've got Boston Nick on the line. Boston Nick, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, my man?
Now,
the Red Sox are not doing very well, but I was listening to the game, and Cumberland Farms is a coffee place in Boston. And I'm listening, and there's a commercial. Ric Flair comes on, and he goes, "Have a Flair for breakfast." Awesome.
Nature Boy is out there doing some ads. He's styling and profiling.
Yeah, pay for all those divorces.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you have four or five divorces in your back pocket. You're still paying. So, yeah, I can understand that.
And he's got to pay for being Ric Flair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not cheap being the Nature Boy. He's jet flying, limousine riding,
kiss stealing, wheeling dealing,
Uber riding.
to close, fellas. Josephine, what's Ric Flair say?
All right. Thank you, Boston Nick. We got a little shout out from Josephine there giving us the woo. And on that note, we're going to go to break. We'll be back. We got a whole bunch of more card to go through, which we will. And you can take your calls too. 222-1280 Star 12. What do you want match? Which match is standing out that you want to see the most? I know everybody wants to see Roman take a, you know. Okay, maybe not.
No.
I like Drew McIntyre. Hopefully it's a good match, you know, but...
I think that's actually going to be one of the better matches on the show.
Yeah, it might. And I think that, you know, I don't know how much Roman's got to... Roman's a solid hand, so I don't know how much he's got to prove out there, but if they can tell a good story like Drew McIntyre's told in a lot of his matches already, I think we'll get a good one. But we're going to go to break on that. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I'm starting to get pretty irritated with each and every one of you filling my social media saying Kurt Angle deserves somebody better as his last opponent in WWE.
Do you sell stuff online? Then you know what a pain shipping can be. It's time-consuming, it's expensive, it's a hassle, until now. Introducing ShipStation, the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to get your products to your customers. Whether you sell stuff on Amazon, Etsy, Shopify, or your own website, with ShipStation, you can quickly ship all orders from one easy-to-use dashboard, saving you a ton of time. There's even an easy-to-use mobile app so you always have access. Plus, you'll save money with ShipStation's deeply discounted rates from all the top carriers, like USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. You can always choose the best carrier at the lowest rate for every package. It's no wonder ShipStation is rated number one by online sellers. And right now, you can try ShipStation free for 60 days. That's right, free. Just go to ShipStation.com and enter promo code RADIO. We guarantee ShipStation will make getting orders to your customers a lot easier. That's ShipStation.com, promo code RADIO. ShipStation, make ship happen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When I was in high school gyms and wherever it may be, wrestling in front of dozens of people, you were in the WWE. Getting suspended for failing drug tests.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, joined by Mad Dog Bobby Rogers.
Welcome back.
Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole.
Hey.
Mrs. DC is with us, too, doing in the studio. I don't know if you can see her in the camera, but we'll turn it. Nope. Okay.
She specifically asked that she not be in frame.
Gotcha. Okay. Welcome back to the show.
So did we, but we don't get our way.
I know.
I don't even have to be in
put
the
it
frame.
On us and put it or put it on Cash, and we're just doing the fans a favor.
Yeah, you don't want to see me, that's for sure. I do want to say
we see enough of your selfies and videos throughout the week.
I know. I will say that Usos, I was going to go with the Usos in that match too, so I didn't get a chance to say that before we went to break. Now we're going to the next match, and you can call in 222-1280, star 1280. Tell us what match you're looking forward to most on WrestleMania. And, you know, and why exactly. And we're going to tell you who we think is going to win everyone. The next match I'm going to bring up is Sasha Banks, Bayley versus Beth Phoenix, Natalya, Nia Jax, Tamina, Peyton Royce, and Billie Kay for the WWE Women's Tag Titles. And to be honest with you, I love Peyton Royce and Billie Kay. I just don't need to hear them talk.
I love to hear them talk.
I don't know.
That's the best part of their
They're
characters.
Iconic.
The icon.
Is the swelling ever going to go down in her face?
I don't know. It's a good question.
They're my pick. I'm taking the Iconics.
They're a real tag team, women's tag team, too. Not all these teams are real women's tag teams.
I'm going Boss and Hug in this one.
Yeah, Boss and Hug connection because, spoiler alert, at the end of WrestleMania, you're going to get the four horsewomen.
Oh, yeah. I can see. But so what is that? Why does Beth Phoenix come back for this then? I mean, if she's not
payday.
Well, I think it's because, if you remember, they wanted originally, I think, to get Trish Stratus and Lita.
Yeah, it was going to be Trish Stratus and Lita. I don't know what happened. I think because Trish is pregnant again or something like that happened, so she couldn't come. But, you know, yeah, that. So it would seem logical to have the champs win, but I'm going to go with Natalya and Beth Phoenix because I think that, you know, there's a real reason why they brought Beth Phoenix back for this run. And she looks great, by the way. You know, and I think, you know, which is
beat the crap out of everybody on Monday.
Yeah, she did.
She did. And she's looking like the old Beth Phoenix. Maybe Beth Phoenix got another run, you know, in WWE.
She's still young.
She is. And she, you know, she wanted to go out and have kids and she did. Her and Edge had a couple kids and now she's, you know, she's coming back and making some money, you know, and I'm going to go with them. So next up, Bobby Lashley versus the Demon, maybe? Possibly?
Yeah, it is a Demon.
Oh,
yeah.
Demon, next.
Okay.
Demon, next.
You're going to say the Demon, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Why else
too.
Would they bring it back?
I know, but you know what? And you thought that it took the Iron Sheik a million years to get to the ring when it was the gimmick battle royale that one year. How long does it take for the Demon to get to the ring?
Still less than the Undertaker.
Okay.
Who's in New Jersey?
I heard. Are we going to get the impromptu Cena Undertaker too?
No.
Okay. Well,
just both going to beat the crap out of Elias.
I'm guessing Elias has got something going on with him. It's like John Cena seemed to have some dalliances with him in the last few years. I don't know if,
or maybe. I mean, we can talk about this next match. It's a little up the ways, but Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio might not happen. Because Rey Mysterio sprained his ankle on Monday night.
Yeah.
He showed the video, and it doesn't look like a good sprain. I've done tons of those, and it might take some time. Maybe Samoa Joe versus John Cena.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Are you kidding me? They've got some
change the plans a little bit. The Undertaker beat up Elias, and then put Cena in with Joe.
Something we've never seen, though. If you go back 25 years ago on that A&E special where
they're riding on the bus together.
Samoa Joe and John Cena being trained by UPW out there in
California.
Yeah, was it? I can't remember what it was.
I think it was UPW.
Yeah, they went shopping with John Cena, and he was buying like eggs by the, you know, I don't know, dozens. He had dozens and dozens and dozens of eggs, and then he was filling a shopping cart up with meat. It's just like raw beef, you know. Steaks.
I was going to ask how else you buy eggs because isn't it traditionally
you get the 3 dozen pack. Yeah, sometimes there's the 18 pack.
Can you get
a baker's dozen?
He had pile. He had
take
hundreds.
A dozen, then take one egg out of another carton.
Oh,
but then you can't close the carton.
He had hundreds of them. But if you guys ever saw that, it was pretty cool.
It's what your shirt pockets are for. Yeah.
So yeah, why don't we talk about that? We'll go with Samoa Joe and Ray right now. If that gets canceled, we might see a. I was guessing Ray was going to get a win over Joe. They were building it up pretty good, but then Ray got hurt.
I was
going
to pick Joe because a heel has to win at some point on this show.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's been times when I don't remember a heel winning on WrestleMania. You know,
there's 47 matches. Someone's got to lose.
I know. Last year it looked like all the faces were going to win up until the end, you know, and then, I know. I'm going to go with, I'll go with Ray. I think Ray's going to make it through because that's why they kept him out of SmackDown.
Nah.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. Come on. Can we let Joe have a nice run? Please?
We can't have nice
He's
things.
Still healthy. Let him leave him alone.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone.
Leave Joe alone.
I'm going. So you guys all like Joe. I'm going with Ray. So how about Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre? We're getting to one of the feature matches.
Roman Reigns is going to win because he has to. It's going to be the first time he's ever cheered at WrestleMania.
I was
going to
say, this year we were talking, at the end of last year, we were talking about, you know, Drew McIntyre is going to get a big push this year. He's
going to
get a big push.
I still think he's going to. I think they just had to put it on the back burner.
May I offer a counterpoint to Danger's prediction?
Sure.
This will be the one time everybody wants Reigns to win, so WWE will have him lose.
You know what? That makes sense.
He doesn't need the win.
He doesn't.
I like it.
He doesn't need the win. Drew could use the win. Drew could use the moment.
Drew has been getting the upper hand on him every week the last few weeks. You
know? To make a counter to your counterpoint.
Oh, here we go.
That's Jane, logic, and we don't book that way.
No, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Point, counterpoint.
I got counterpointed.
Uh-oh. You just gotta say,
I withdraw.
Did you ever see point, counterpoint in Saturday Night Live?
Jane.
You ignorant slut.
Sorry. I wasn't going to say it.
I said it once already, but so
we're not saying it. We're quoting.
Yeah,
that's true. Yes.
It's different.
It's different.
Sorry. Yeah. So, but he gives a danger. You.
I can get away with so much by just quoting.
I'm just quoting.
I don't know.
These aren't my
that.
Words.
I don't know about that. Okay. So
we'll start with Andrew Dice Clay. Ready?
So
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to go any farther than that. Next match. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin in Angle's retirement match. Angle's been getting wins over everybody the last month.
And that's why they didn't have the match with him and Ray on Mondays, because they didn't want either one to lose going into WrestleMania.
Yeah, so, which makes sense, you know.
But then they had Ray lose to Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
I appreciate what they're doing with Angle, but do we really need late. A whole series of this stuff and then WrestleMania?
Let me throw this in, too. Why do they lead up to WrestleMania with Baron Corbin versus Rey Mysterio in the main event of Monday Night Raw? What's the payoff there as they're going in? I mean, I don't get it.
It's too little too late for the payback for Baron Corbin. I mean, when they were doing the whole thing where he was in charge, no, he's in charge, they should have done it then. It's been dragged on for so long that who cares?
And they kind of did do it then, too. They kind again, and Angle, I think, came out smelling sweet from that whole thing, but I will say it was April Fool's Day on Monday. Maybe that's why they did that, you know, to give you the main event of a match that's not going to be a main event. You know, I mean, and I might as well throw this on as well, the police arrest of the three women in the main
that's
event.
That's getting old.
That was the funniest thing I've seen on WWTV in years. I was dying watching that.
Now, it's so over the top, you have to like it.
Didn't you see Becky Lynch smiling in the corner where she was being
handcuffed?
Did you
see when they're kick fighting each other in the back seat? No one's actually kicking each other until Ronda kicks the window out.
That part I love.
No. Here's the best thing to come out of that whole thing. Did you see the parallel where somebody took the screen from Ace Ventura 2 where he's coming out the rhino? And then they show Ronda coming out the window of the police car.
And Charlotte was vicious in that thing. Anytime Ronda stuck her head out someplace, she knocked her head off.
Yeah.
And can I ask, if you have your hands behind your back, how do you drive a car?
Yeah, how do you get back? How do you get out of the back seat and into the front seat?
Well,
ask
she wiggled
ask
to
Joey
the front
Ryan.
Seat.
Yeah.
She wiggled to the front seat and then just put her foot on the
because it must have been in drive.
Yeah, it must have been in drive already.
Yeah, that was hilarious because I'm watching it and go, how did she get in the front seat? You know, it's like,
and how did they forget they put Charlotte in the other police car? So when she comes out, she just kicks her in the face.
Yeah. We will say Dewey.
Keystone Cops at the best.
Our buddy Dewey was one of the security guards that got beat down in there.
Well, he tumbled out himself.
Yeah, he did.
At the end.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah, so it was cool.
He took off when the cops got there.
So, never mind. And I love how the next day there's all these like caricatures of them in jail together and stuff, and you know, and obviously there's a whole line of t-shirts coming out with the three women going to jail in handcuffs, but
the walking up the ramp with their hands behind their back handcuffed, kicking at the cops the entire way.
I just thought it was hilarious when Becky was getting handcuffed. If you go back and watch it, she's laughing in the corner.
Oh yeah,
but the handcuffs are getting put on her. She's
She kept going like, "Here we go again," type thing.
Yeah, but it was like I think she got a real kick out of it. But okay, so I wanted to bring that up. Now we're going to go to the next. We already mentioned Buddy Murphy and Tony Nese, so I don't know why that's on there twice.
Oh wait, real quick. Yeah. Kurt Angle loses. He puts over Baron Corbin.
Okay. I
think he loses as well.
I'm guessing that, too. Me, too. Just because...
It's a more impactful farewell if you lose your last match. a la Ric Flair, yeah. WrestleMania 24.
And what it also will allow you to do is to take your boots off and leave them in the middle of the ring as you're getting up to leave.
I guess I'll agree with that. Yeah. That makes sense.
I honestly can't believe he's done.
I hate to see Baron Corbin win anything, but I'll go with it.
All right, and on that note, we're going to go to break because I think we've got just a few more pretty wild matches.
We're about halfway through.
We're about halfway through, so we might have to pick up the pace a little bit. We're going to go in with a little Rocky III music. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Lesson. Do not be complacent. Do not be complacent the way that Kofi Kingston has been complacent. Don't think that good is good enough for 11 years. Do not think that a little bit of success is enough success for 11 years. Here is your life lesson. Do not be complacent.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Don't be complacent. Remember that. That's what Daniel Bryan said. So if you're Kofi Kingston and you've been there for 11 years, you've been complacent. That's. You know what? I think that Daniel Bryan is more of wrestling for the more intellectual types at times. And some of his promos definitely prove that, but I definitely enjoy the new Daniel Bryan. Welcome back to the show. 222-1280, star 12 is the number.
Who would have thought a year ago we'd be booing, like they'd have everybody booing Daniel Bryan at this point?
Right.
I'm glad. I like it's a change, that's for sure. It's a lot, you know, like remember Ric Flair said, it's a lot easier to be hated than it is to be liked. So, and you're forcing people to like it.
Yeah, you get to
it.
Tell the truth.
Yeah. It's more fun also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cash, would you like some fun live updates from things going on in the New York City area right now?
Yes.
Kevin Owens has been live tweeting. He was supposed to have a showing at Access this morning.
Yeah.
WWE hired a driver to pick him up and bring him to where Access was. The problem is his driver picked him up and drove him to MetLife.
Oh, no. Obviously, Access is not at MetLife. Oh, man.
So he's like, yeah, he finally realized he was going the wrong way. I was supposed to be there at 10 o'clock. It's now 10:30.
I hope that's not his only appearance this weekend with them. So
then his most recent thing was, I just saw a blue jay on a tree outside at least. That's something.
Kevin Owens is my favorite. 222-1280 start. Anything else going down there? I know everyone's probably...
I mean, everything in the wrestling world is going on down there right now.
I know. We saw the guys from ESW were down there with a table at WrestleCon.
With Virgil.
Yeah, Virgil, as well as the Mick Foley's daughter, as well as... And Frank the Clown was with them.
Frank the Clown.
Yeah. So 222-1280 start. We got Brian Burke from Queens, New York. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing fantastic.
I don't think he's really from Queens.
No, he's not from Queens, but he's in Queens right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice down here. I hope it's nice up there.
Well, right now it's currently 45 and kind of overcast, but it's not. Well, we're going to be inside watching WrestleMania. You're going to be in the stands, so.
Yeah, I didn't want to be complacent, so I came down to watch it.
That's good. It's good to why take any time off before next weekend's Comic-Con? You know.
No, I got the whole week off, so I'll be okay.
Oh, all right.
I'll be okay.
So you start your week with WrestleMania, you end your week with the Flower City Comic-Con.
Yeah, and we should have Hacksaw on next week, right?
We'll be talking to Hacksaw on the show. You'll be in town Sunday. So, Brian, since you're calling in, what match are you most excited for the pay-per-view tomorrow?
That's tough. I haven't even really thought about it. I'm interested in seeing the Kofi Daniel Bryan match and how that works out.
That seems like a popular pick right now with people calling in.
I'm interested in that. The women's match, if the man wins it at the end, as I expect, then the roof's going to go off the place if there was a roof. So.
And there's a cover on the ring, but there's no roof on MetLife.
Yeah, so.
But she will.
It'll be nuts.
So. I predict the pose you'll see at the end of WrestleMania is her holding two belts up at the same time.
Yeah, I agree.
Much like Daniel Bryan from WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans. That's how it'll end. So.
Yep. So.
Cool, man.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Maybe they'll start off with Kofi and Daniel Bryan and then end with that one.
So when we go to this show, take a lot of pictures and post a lot of pictures while the show's going on so we can follow along with you, okay?
I'll do what I can. I won't be able to see the ring from where I'm sitting probably, but I can get pictures of people in the crowd.
Okay. Well, you know what I say?
Or the Jumbotron, well, you know. So.
Bro, this is what you do. This is what you do. You walk up and
I'm there. That's the whole thing. You're there. So.
This is what you do. You get as close to the ring as you can before someone tells you to stop.
Yep.
It's easier to ask forgiveness and permission.
Just pretend you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, you know, look like you're supposed to be there, you know?
And can I offer some other advice? When enjoying WrestleMania, limit your son's alcohol intake so he doesn't piss off the people around you and the security guards remove you from the area for your own safety.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to limit mine. He doesn't drink, so.
Oh, okay, good.
There's no better place to start.
I think they removed us because just for our safety.
You know? That's what I said, for your own safety.
Brian, man, have a good time, buddy.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Okay, we'll see you next week. 222-1280 Star Toy is a number. That's not the skirt stuff again. Okay.
So we're busting it out tonight. I hope you know.
What's that?
We're gonna bust out the skirt tonight for you.
All right. So tonight I got a stag party going.
Are you guys in a limo?
Yeah.
A lot of press and pickle.
Yeah, they'll be press and pickle.
Next match: Randy Orton versus AJ Styles. I think there's not enough build up for this match. They kind of forced it on us.
They had some good jabs at each other on
Randy Orton was suspended because of drug use multiple times, and he's probably worked all those suspensions off, so he's back to three checks again, I think, or three strikes. So I'm gonna go with AJ on that one. I think, you know, just because AJ was the champion a year ago at this time, and what happened? I don't know why he got pushed down. I mean,
did lose the belt to Jinder Mahal, though.
He did. He did. Yeah, we talked. Yeah.
This is Dark Horse. This is Dark Horse candidate for match of the night, though.
I think so,
give him time and they do it right.
I think so, too, without a doubt.
So they're going 4 minutes. RKO out of nowhere. No, I'm going AJ as well.
You're going to go AJ. So, Mad Dog, what are you feeling?
Ajita, usually.
Ajita. You eating all that pasta. That'll do it to you.
or it could be these monster things that are blowing up my heart.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I think AJ will probably win. I'd love to see Orton win, but, I'm a little tired of AJ, but I think he'll probably win.
AJ is probably the best wrestler in the company. One of the best wrestlers. Him, Daniel Bryan. There's a few guys that are just really, really, really good. I mean, they, not only can they wrestle, but they can know how to tell a story. I think AJ's he's up on par with a lot of the best, and you know he deserves it. But you know, he'll take that. So we're gonna jump to the next one. This is a Falls Count Anywhere match between The Miz and Shane McMahon.
Who cares?
Because Shane's the best in the world. I'm gonna go with Shane McMahon winning that one just because The Miz.
But do you think they're gonna drag it on? Really?
It'll go much longer than it needs to be.
It started late, you know. It started with them in Cleveland with it all falling apart at Fastlane.
But I mean, you think this is going to be a storyline they're just going to continue?
Oh no, this should be it.
I would think this
is nothing more than an excuse for Shane to jump off some of the elaborate set pieces.
I think then I would have to go with Miz on this. I think that they've built it up to be such a wonderful, you know, happy thing for Miz.
They're trying to get
Shane
the Miz
screwed it up.
They're trying to get the Miz over as a face. They're trying everything to get him over as a face.
But unless they're going to continue the story on,
the problem is the McMahon's favorite people to put over
are the McMahons.
Yeah. We get it. Yeah,
yeah. If your last name is McMahon, there's a good chance you're going to come out with a win. So, Danger, what do you think?
I think they're going to drag it out. I think Shane's going to win. I think the storyline is going to continue.
Okay, and I think, like I said, it's just started on the last pay-per-view, so Got a message online. They should wait a while after Kofi wins for them to turn. Let them be happy at first and then slowly get jealous. Would be something different than a normal quick turn and would make more sense. Unless they've got this,
I agree with that.
Unless they've got a series of matches that are going. That's 222-1280. You can text us at that number.
I got a different take on what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I got a take why they're going to turn. Okay. It's not because Kofi wins. Kofi's going to lose. They're going to say, we helped you get this position and you squandered it. I think Kofi's going to lose.
There's an option.
That's a great
Why don't
option.
We do that one now? Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. I love what Daniel Bryan's doing. I can't think of why would they take the belt off him unless it was a quick turnaround where he'd get it right back, maybe 30 days later. But I'm gonna go with Daniel Bryan on that one.
I like Danger's take on it, though.
Yeah.
I never even thought of that, but that's a great take.
I mean, he's lost to him. He lost to him a couple times already. So, I mean, is it time for the payback and he beats him finally? Or maybe what happens is when he beats him, his guys, the New Day, distract Daniel Bryan or the referee enough that Daniel Bryan doesn't get pinned, and then Daniel Bryan comes back to win it, and then you could have a big turn.
I don't know. I love the fact that maybe he chokes.
Yeah, he could choke, too.
And after all the stuff he's gone through and all the stuff the New Day's gone through, and they basically put him into this match, that's a perfect setup for a turn.
And it might not be both the New Day. It might just be Big E. But Big E's going to turn.
Okay. DC, thoughts on that?
I'm still picking Kofi to win. This is one of the best organic storylines they've had in a while. And too often we see them screw up the simplest things.
True. Yeah. You're right.
Let Kofi win. There's no reason he can't drop it back within the next month, 2 months. Do a slow burn to a New Day fall apart. But give us a genuine moment. WWE loves WrestleMania moments. This would be a top 10.
It's a good story, too, so it does make sense. 222-1280, star 1280. Tell us what you think, your favorite match. You can text us. You can call us. We'll be back right after this.
This is Shane McMahon from the World Wrestling Federation, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Going to hear this song by Joan Jett live.
Skeletor.
We will see. Joan. I haven't seen Joan Jett in years. She just went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame recently. So, but we know that we got a couple more matches before we get out of here.
She's still better looking than Ronda Rousey, so...
I don't know. Ronda Rousey, when she smiles, is not bad look. Okay, never mind. She's not Vanessa Bourne, okay?
Well, of course not.
Good Lord.
Okay, so let's go.
You've said her name more than NXT has in the last year.
I'm going to have to find out who she is, because he's saying this name, and I don't know, because I don't watch the product, unfortunately.
Okay, well, we saw her wrestle in Rochester here. But we're going to go to the next match. We've got three matches left. Batista and Triple H.
Pass. Nobody cares.
Batista and Triple H. No, I don't care, to be honest with you. Triple H will win just because it's one of those things like when Hogan lost the Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 6 and then he had to beat him in WCW because he needed to get his win back.
Yeah.
I think Drax calls the Guardians in.
Yeah, the Guardians of the independent scene?
Yes. Okay. And they take down Thanos.
Thanos.
Use Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the exact way they're going to do it.
They're going to go from the inside and blow him in pieces.
Yes.
Okay.
So, he's going to expand.
Yeah.
So what, his nose.
Yeah. What I was
gonna, yeah, his nose. That's
yes,
it.
His nose.
What I was going to say is, remember, Triple H does have that throne. So he could do a Thanos.
I think
he's
going to do a Thanos entrance.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I'd pop for that.
Yeah, if he painted himself blue too, that'd be pretty cool.
I just like being a contrarian today. Batista wins.
Okay,
I think Batista's going to win too.
Perfect chance. It ends Triple H's in-ring career, and now he can take over. Get Vince out of there. Let Triple H run the show.
It makes sense, but it is the WWE, so.
So nothing makes sense.
Right.
It makes sense. And
except
it doesn't.
The things that make sense.
Correct.
Okay. Now we've got two matches left probably the two main eventers. We're going to get them at the end of the night. It's the old feel good, feel bad. We're coming off of, and we're not even sure the match, the order in which they will go. We know the last match. That's the only thing we know for sure. That and the pre-show matches. So we're going to start Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins for the WWE Universal Champion. I'm going to throw out first and go against what Andrew said, and I think Seth Rollins wins the belt. And I think why? Because it's a change. But you know what? He makes sense, though, saying that they would have had Seth Rollins or Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns if Roman Reigns didn't have the bout of leukemia back last year. So maybe Brock Lesnar only holds on to it so he can drop it to Roman Reigns again. I don't think so. I think it's like if you do what's predicted, then don't. I'm mad about that. I will say that I'm going to go with Seth Rollins.
So last week we talked about the Saudi Arabia show being moved from the May on the schedule, and it was moved back apparently to June now, and it's going to happen then. And apparently UFC wants Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Cormier for August.
Okay.
If that show was still in May, I would pick Brock Lesnar to win.
Okay.
With them doing that, if they're going to do that UFC fight in August, I'm going Seth Rollins.
You're
going
to go Seth Rollins?
Yes.
Seth Rollins. The WWE has actually efficiently booked Brock Lesnar in such a way that everyone legitimately hates him, and now it's time for him to go.
I agree. Anything's better than Brock Lesnar.
And even it's funny that Andrew said because he did the low blow, that's how he got him. I think that's how he wins, but it's not seen.
No one would care.
Yeah, and maybe
who would care?
I mean, we lost Dean Ambrose, though. He did come out Monday night after the cameras were off. But I mean, maybe Dean Ambrose is part of the reason why.
I don't think you see Dean Ambrose on TV.
No. Probably not. But I'm just saying, someone's got to come out and distract the referee so that he can get another low blow and pin him.
It would be nice to have a full time champion. I know it's part of the gimmick probably on why everyone hates him besides the fact
that he's could have a full-time if they wanted to pay him outrageous amounts of money.
Right.
You know?
So it's
the WWE's fault for putting the belt on a guy who charged
him.
Yeah. You know, we hope for that, but remember last year at this time, who won between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar? So it's like, it's tough to pick against the champ, but we're all thinking Rollins. I think it's a smart way to go. Which leads us up to one last match. Mm. One last match, the one that they've been building everything on. You know, even though everyone was arrested this past Monday night and were released so that they can...
They assaulted police officers, but they can wrestle tonight in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Vince Neil killed someone.
Yeah. Roman Reigns assaulted U.S. Marshals.
That's true.
True. No, you got us. Yep.
Vince Neil killed a drummer from Hanoi Rocks. I remember.
Yeah, Razzle.
Yeah.
A mayor killed Braun Strowman.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
And then he came back to life magically.
Yeah, Kane somehow killed him.
That was at least attempted murder.
At the very least, you are correct. It was attempted murder.
So looking at, I think they're going to pull a Swifty and Ronda Rousey is going to retain. I just have some...
Really?
That would be such a mistake.
No, but you know what? Becky Lynch, they wouldn't have built... That is crazy. So Becky Lynch, I think, said, is going to end the show with both belts in her hands.
It has to be Lynch. Anything other than Lynch is a disappointment.
Tells me they're going to do Charlotte.
No. And in Charlotte, I don't know. You know, I still wonder what Charlotte's part in this whole thing is.
It was kicking Ronda in the head when she was sticking her face out of that police car.
No, but someone said that it's because Ronda Rousey will not get pinned. That they will.
I think Ronda's going to take the pin.
You think Ronda's going to?
I think Ronda's going to take the pin.
I think Ronda's going to tap.
Yeah. Oh, you think? Ronda has not been pinned nor tapped nor anything since she started.
Let's be honest. Would her tapping or getting pinned be any worse than her last two UFC fights? As far as reputational hazard.
And the rumor going around is she's going to be gone after this. She will not be around.
Well, she wants kids or something, doesn't she?
That was part of the news, but I think
Cash was informing us earlier. You know, she has to stop taking all those hormones and stuff now. Mm.
Yeah. But they also said. Yeah. They also said this match might lead up to the main event next year.
Okay.
Which would be a singles match between Becky and Ronda or Becky and Charlotte.
Okay. So they're planting the seeds for a year later with the way this match.
But that's long-term booking. WWE doesn't do that anymore. So
it's all well and good as long as nobody gets injured or suspended.
Right. How long did it take this card to come around? It was
last week.
Yeah, it was Seriously, it was. I mean,
well, for 95% of the matches,
we knew we knew what was going to be in the main event, you know, and we knew that Brock Lesnar was going to be defending the title. But
do you think they'll unify the belts though, and just have one single belt?
That's what Stephanie McMahon said on SmackDown.
It's champ time.
She said that these belts will be unified with this win. On
yeah, until they go to Fox.
Yeah, and then
they need to find a creative solution to having a women's champion. Yeah. Unless they do. Solo women's champion on Raw or SmackDown, and then tag champs on one or the other.
Yeah, no, you know.
You said doo-doo.
He did say doo-doo.
Side note, there was a guy at NXT that was in camera frame all night last night wearing a shirt that says, doo-doo happens.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to say we haven't really made our decision yet, but I'm going to go with Becky Lynch. I did pitch that.
Yeah, I'm going Becky as well. Even though I said Charlotte would walk out.
Yeah,
I'm going Becky.
We're
going.
Yeah, I would. They've built it up so much that Becky's got to win.
The amazing thing is how all the wrestlers. Listen, you guys love Becky Lynch. I understand that.
I never said that.
Oh, I tell you, I have my doubts with her. And the thing is even the wrestlers are brainwashed. You know, DDP's out saying Becky Lynch is the next Steve Austin. Well, I don't feel there's any. There is sort of a connection.
It'll be great when she walks down with Conor McGregor too.
You know, you think Conor McGregor's going to be there?
I wouldn't put it past him.
There's rumors, though, that Conor McGregor wants to do something with the WWE, too, as well as Daniel Cormier. We just mentioned he wants to wrestle.
Well, Daniel Cormier is supposed to be one of the commentary guys when they go to Fox.
Yeah, there's this big news that came out this week that SmackDown's going to be going to a third hour, but the third hour will be on FS1 when it goes to Fox. They're going to switch over the last hour of SmackDown from 10 to 11 and put it on FS1. So don't get rid of your digital cable just yet, folks, if you want to watch. Too late.
Yeah,
that came out this past week.
There's FS1 is on most of the live streaming also.
I was gonna say they FS1 is where we also had all the UFC, most of the UFC cards too. But
I love when people say that Becky Lynch is the next Stone Cold Steve Austin. She's not even the next Shark Boy, being Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There was a Bellator fighter who came out and did Stone Cold Steve Austin last week. And it was great. It was in the main event of a Bellator show. He came out with a 316 vest on. Guy I've talked to quite a few times on the
Cage. Yeah, it was actually pretty cool to watch.
Who's the guy from Mad TV that did the Stone Cold?
Was that Will Sasso?
Yeah, Will Sasso.
Well, that's definitely a funny guy. But so we've all made our predictions, and you've got your predictions, and I guess all we got to do is just have the event happen tomorrow.
Total runtime. Do we want to take guesses at that?
Boy,
when will it end?
When are we starting?
How about this? We're going to
get. We got to start with the pre-show, so 5 o'clock.
We're going to be out of here soon. What is
five and a half hours.
What does Elias do?
Or, sorry, 7.5 hours.
What does Elias do? What does Alexa Bliss do? What besides, you know, doing.
Elias is getting jumped by John Cena.
And then John Cena is getting jumped by Lars Sullivan.
And Lars Sullivan is, they're talking about him coming back.
And then Lars Sullivan versus The Undertaker next year.
With Ant-Man.
What does The Undertaker do if he's there?
Who cares?
Yeah. Walk very slowly.
Well, the answers, the questions will be answered.
He's going to dig some holes and bury souls.
Bury some souls. I've done 35.
The older he gets, the more he's like Dusty Tate.
So we're going to get out.
I've never seen them both in the same place at the same time.
And almost
there's
as
a restraining
relevant.
Order freezing.
We are out of here, folks. Watch. We'll have a big wrap up next week on the show with what we thought and what happened and how we feel. And we will see.
We'll
you
talk
next
entirely
week.
About Raw.
Thank you, Mad Dog, for coming and hanging out with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having
hours.
Me, guys. I appreciate it.
We'll see you. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280.